Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host, James Lampkin, serving you up another quick hit of music trivia. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across 3 rounds and 15 questions or clues. You can play this game alone or against friends, whatever you feel like. Our 3 rounds today will be the hits of the 70s, Body Bops, and Who's Talking? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available for this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn more about pop trivia and share your scores with other players. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself just that little bit more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Get ready and good luck.
Round 1.
In round 1 today, the disco ball is dropping down from the ceiling and the floor is lighting up. We are headed back to the 1970s. We have 5 questions for you, all about popular songs from the 70s. There is 1 point available for each correct response. Here we go. Question 1. The band Earth, Wind and Fire famously sang about the 21st night in which month of the year? Question 2. Hooked on a Feeling was a 1973 hit for which Swedish band, who share their name with a type of footwear that Elvis sang about? Question 3. Billy Joel had a hit song in 1977 named after which city in Austria? Question 4. In 1971, Black Sabbath sang about what type of man? Also the name of a popular superhero. Question 5. On a 1977 hit, the Commodores sang that they were easy, like what time of the week? That's it for round 1.
Round 2.
Round 2 today is Body Bops. We have 5 clues for you about some popular songs, and each song title will contain a body part somewhere. For example, a song might be called Eye Patch or Peg Leg. There is 1 point for each song title that you can correctly guess from our clues. Here we go. Question 6. This 2022 hit by Lauren Spencer Smith is something you may do to wish for good luck. Question 7. In 2001, Kylie Minogue made a comeback in the USA with this track, about being fixated on someone. Question 8. In 2006, Shakira was joined by Wyclef on this party track, which implies she is always truthful. Question 9. This 1981 hit by the Go-Go's was all about making no comment when in the face of rumours. Question 10. 1999, Mariah Carey was joined by Jay-Z singing about the disdain of this type of lover. That's it for round two. Now get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who's Talking? In this round, you're going to hear short snippets of interviews with music stars. You can get 1 point by correctly identifying the person speaking. Listen carefully for little hints about who they are, and feel free to go back and play it again if you need to. Let's take a listen. Question 11.
There's a three-piece underground alternative grunge rock band from Seattle, Washington, or the outskirts of Seattle, Washington. And that's about it. I mean, that's what we are.
Question 12.
That would have to go back to the fact that, you know, being in a city like Miami, that I think is one of the most international cities, not only in the United States of America, but also in the world. Musically, it gave me a chance to see everything from a different perspective, and it really taught me that music is the universal language. And 09 was freedom for me in the music business, so it gave the music a chance to grow because nobody was stopping it.
Question 13.
It's nuts is what it is, but it has been amazing to me. I mean, I guess some artists would freak if it happened to them, you know, one of their songs, and it'd be like the worst nightmare. And I kind of view it from the other side and just kind of say, it's nice that that song kind of gets taken out from under its rock. I've been Rickrolled by a few friends in the early days.
You click.
Question 14.
Bonnie Raitt. I'm a huge fan of Bonnie Raitt. I'd love to meet her tonight. I'd love to meet Bono. I'm a huge U2 fan as well. But I won't ever go up to people. I don't like bothering them. I don't ever like, I'm just like the type of person, and I've been like that since I was little. I don't want to bother people, so I don't ever. But if someone comes up to me, I'll talk for days. But, you know.
Question 15.
Well, actually, I wrote this song when I was about 15, when I was in high school.
Were you 15?
So I wrote this song about a guy that I had a crush on, and he didn't know. Inevitably, he knows now. And, you know, I had this habit of writing songs about guys and naming them. I can't seem to stop doing that.
That is all of today's rounds complete. We'll be right back after the break to reveal all the answers. And welcome back. Grab your score pad and let's jump straight into it. Here are the answers, starting with the hits of the 70s. Question 1. September by Earth, Wind and Fire. Question 2. Blue Suede had a hit with Hooked on a Feeling, a cover of a track originally by BJ Thomas in 1968. Question 3. Vienna. Whilst the song originally released as the B-side to the perhaps more famous Just the Way You Are, it has grown into a success of its own, with Billy even telling the New York Times in 2008 it was one of his two favourite songs in his catalogue. Question 4. Iron Man by Black Sabbath. Question 5. Easy Like Sunday Morning. Continuing on to round 2, Body Bops. There were 5 songs to guess, all of which had a body part somewhere in their title. These are the songs that we were looking for. Question 6. Fingers Crossed by Lauren Spencer Smith. Question 7. Can't Get You Out of My Head by Kylie Minogue. Question 8. Hips Don't Lie by Shakira. Question 9. Our Lips Are Sealed by The Go-Go's. And question 10. Heartbreaker by Mariah Carey. For our final round today, you were trying to guess the music star who was speaking in the interview snippets. Let's reveal who they were. Question 11. You heard Kurt Cobain describing what exactly Nirvana is. For question 12, that was Pitbull discussing how he became known as Mr. Worldwide. Question 13. Rick Astley talking about Never Gonna Give You Up and the Rick Rolling meme. Question 14, a young Kelly Clarkson talking about who she'd like to meet at the Grammys. And finally, question 15, that was Taylor Swift discussing her hit single, Teardrops on My Guitar. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum total points available for this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. You can follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. Jump on, let us know what you scored for this episode. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening from today. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited, as per usual, by James Lampkin. That is me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.